Musicians, students, creating a community through WUMB where we can learn, where we can teach, where we can have hands-on for the music that we know and love and really bring out into the rest of the world. I know that we have a live audience here and I'd love to hear from them. Are you really here? They are really here, and they are here to listen, to support, enjoy, and celebrate John Kirk and Trish Miller, who are our guests this morning, and also Mark Cosgrove. And so we have delightful music again. And who would be ready to go first? I don't normally ask that question. I just point, but I am going to.
We're good to go. I'm joined by Ben Pierce, who I'm very grateful to him for helping me out.
And, terrific.
So we're gonna do when you're looking for a tune, where else do you look but Bill Monroe? So we're gonna do a Bill Monroe instrumental called Old Dangerfield.
Hearing Mark Cosgrove on guitar, Ben Pierce on mandolin, and you take a tune that may have had a very basic kind of skeleton to it and move it around some. Would you like to talk about that? Do you put out the basic form and then begin to play around with it?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
You know, that the tune has to be pretty powerful to begin with. And
yes.
You know, you can leave them alone and they're fine. You don't need to go stretching around with a Bill Monroe tune. But I find it to be fun and interesting.
We've got a window closing in the background, although the radio audience can use their imagination.
Sound effects of a spooky ghost, maybe, that's
pretty much, yeah.
Rattling around the chair. Anyway, I find it to be just interesting and fun to harmonically fool around with it and, you know, put maybe even something of my own on such a... I dare to do that to such a standard because, I don't know, I've been around long enough, I guess.
Well, you've been long enough around playing and been the same, but also you're moving that music forward in a way that I really recognize and appreciate.
Right,
it's
right.
Not as if you're suggesting as you play that there's something wrong with the original. I don't feel that ever. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's so much in that first tune that you're starting from mm-hmm. that look where you can go with it.
Yeah, I think it's a fine line, you know. You can make the tune unrecognizable. That's yep. I don't think that's fair to the music, mm-hmm. and I don't think that's fair to the composer. But certainly there's room to play around, and I like to take it.
I really appreciate what you're doing and wanted to observe that. It's just beautiful. And we also have John Kirk and Trish Miller, both Mark and John, and in addition to Mark, John, and Trish, have been teaching in this program, the Summer Acoustic Music Week program, for years that have perhaps become more than a decade, and brought great music and great instruction. So John, this time, is teaching fiddle class and folk ensemble?
And a folk ensemble, and that's been a nice change. This the last couple of years. I used to teach fiddle from scratch.
Right.
And then
something.
we do get it. Yep.
I taught fiddle from scratch, but now several fiddlers can play. So
isn't that something?
So yeah. That's kind of
they'd
nice.
They learn, and then
so
what do you do?
We're beyond scratching. Mm-hmm. And we're learning a little bit about style and different techniques to use, and looking forward to having the class play in a student performance on Friday. And so that's gonna kind of be neat.
Oh, that is.
And we
fun.
Have every range. We have from experienced players to a fiddler who's just learning to play, just
that's
starting.
That's fabulous.
And we're all still able to play together, and that's kind of a nice thing about classes here from a lot of teachers is that you can come as a beginner and still learn things, even though other people are experienced in the class. You learn from them as well.
Right. There's so a kind of nice community experience. Sense here that we yeah. learn from one another, that students are learning from each other constantly mm-hmm. as well. Yeah. And Trish, you're teaching banjo?
I'm teaching both beginning guitar and beginning banjo. And my style of playing banjo is claw hammer style. I think it's a really good thing when you're first learning to start with some rhythm. And so we work on that, but we've got a melody within the style, and so we've been having a good time playing some very simple songs, and then playing. We just finished working on a blues number.
Here, here,
bluesy sound. So
nice.
That was good, and we also have a little bit of a range of people, but for the most part, one person's question will. Open a door to somebody who's been in the class three times, and they're like, "That's how it works."
Oh, you know, good.
I love those aha moments.
And you're teaching beginning guitar?
Yes.
Yep.
That
teaching
also.
Both of them. Great. And would love to hear something. I don't know what you have in mind, and then we'll talk about the dance because I think dance music is going to figure in before this session is over.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right now we want to do a song that John did the music to, and John. He had an attraction to this story that a friend of ours named Gaynor Dawson wrote about going fishing with his father and his brothers. And a nice summertime thing to think about. Gaynor lived out west, but John certainly has had his fishing adventures and so could relate to it. And he wrote the music to, it's called Some of the Best Days. We might be joined by Mark and Ben on this once they hear how it goes. They'd certainly be welcome.
Friends, this is live radio at its finest.
And my father died when I was young. I was 11 and he was 45. And I never got to fish with him, but he was an avid fisherman. We were stationed at an Air Force base in Florida. So I often, this makes me think of maybe what fishing with him would have been like too.
Wonderful.
Nothing stirs this soul of mine like a mountain breeze and the smell of pine. Takes me back to the lofty trees and the cold water of the Little Natchez, with emerald pools and lively falls, rapids slashing at the canyon walls, a pond reflecting summer skies, shattered when the cutthroat rides. Some of the best days I ever had were days spent with my brother and dad, chasing memories with a rod and reel, saving the best in a wicker creel, releasing the little ones back to the stream so they could fulfill tomorrow's dream. My father, my brothers, and me, we're like a pod with just three peas. Identical creases in our Stetson hats, leather putties worn like spats, with canvas pants and wool plaid shirts, frayed throughout and stained with dirt. Gentle souls in hardened cases, with all day smiles on sunburned faces. Some of the best days I ever had were days spent with my brother and dad, chasing memories with a rod and reel, saving the best in a wicker, releasing the little ones back to the stream so they could fulfill tomorrow's dream. It was early morning when we awoke to the smell of bacon and campfire smoke. 3 miles back and the hike was done to wet our lines in the first good run. Sometimes they'd strike and sometimes not, but it never mattered what we caught. It was all about being and being there, sharing the feeling hung in the air. Some of the best days I ever had, days spent with my brother in bed, chasing memories with a rod and reel, saving the best in a wicker creel, releasing the little ones back to the stream so they could fulfill tomorrow's dream. Oh, some of the best days I ever days spent with my brother and dad, chasing memories with a rod and reel, saving the best in a wicker creel. Sometimes I wish I too was small, so they'd throw me back to relive it all.
beautiful example of pairing a loping melody with that story. It just very...
And I love it.
The music's
existed
great,
as a
John.
Poem before that. It was a poem.
Right.
And Carmen Gilman knew of it, and we knew Gaynor. And she goes, have you read some of Gaynor's poetry? And we said, we've heard him recite some of it. She goes, you should set this one to music. So
and
it was
so
a directive.
Nicely done. Nicely done. And that last line is, some days I wish that I was
Some days I wish I too was small, so they'd throw me back to relive it all.
Right, yeah. That's just a beautiful, beautiful closure. And Mark Cosgrove.
Yeah, I'm going to get Ben Pierce to help me out on guitar and do a Bob Dylan tune.
Wonderful.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist, she don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist, she don't look back. She can take the dark out of nighttime and paint the daytime black. He will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You will wind up peeking through a keyhole down upon your knee. Never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. She wears an Egyptian ring, sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring, sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, buy her a trumpet, for Christmas, buy her a drum. Thank you.
Mark Cosgrove on guitar, Ben Pierce on guitar. And had you met before this week?
Yes, actually we had.
Just checking. You play very well together, you know.
We've never played together. Ben, as it turns out, is neighbors with my wife Maureen's cousin.
Well, sure.
And lives upstairs. So we stay there in Cambridge on our way up here every year. And we finally got to hook up here at camp, really musically, which is one of my great pleasures.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And when you chose the Dylan, you brought it in much the same way you did with the Bill Monroe tune. You start with a really strong song and then move it around musically so that we hear it fresh. And that's what an excellent cover always does. And so thank you. That was just an excellent cover. And John and Trish, you also call the dances here when you are teaching at Sam W. You have a long day. The community dance, both of you have been part of the dancing folk tradition, and you watch that dance tradition be moved forward in much the same way that the tunes and the songs, all of this kind of evolving of energies and music. So I'm wondering if you can speak to that for a second, and then what have you got in mind for your next piece?
Well, it's wonderful that such, what we were talking about before, a sense of community within the classes, well, the same is true within the entire camp, and everybody's been sitting still and working on their instrument and concentrating, and in the evening for them to get up and cut loose and move around, it feels
That's pretty good.
But it's also a place where you can get to know other people that you don't meet in the classes necessarily and stuff. And the patterns of square dances, or whether it be a dip or dive or a spiral or some movement like that, it takes the group together to make it happen. And that's delightful. And it's not only on the dance floor where we have some sparks going, but up in the dance band, we've been joined by the other instructors as well as a lot of musicians who are here as campers. And so we have a big band to drive the dancing. It's really a good
band for sure. And people are learning tunes that way as well. So there's just a lot going on with this dance energy and music energy. And you know, when you do this next piece, is this going to involve any dance component?
This will not. We were going to play some French Canadian tunes real quick.
All right. Well, I am looking at our time, and I want to be sure.
Why don't you get up and dance?
Well, I want to do the French Canadian.
Oh yeah, do the French Canadian tunes.
I'll do that last.
Then I'll do some thank yous.
We do the other one. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing fine here, friends.
They're not long.
That one, okay.
Yeah.
Well, un, deux, trois, four. Thank you.
John Kirk and Trish Miller. And I do want to thank a few people, and then we'll go out with some dancing, some more. That was great. I'm so glad you did those tunes. And we want to be thanking John Dorshak, who is here on the soundboard, our engineer on site. Wow. And back at WUMB, Rob Landry, and also Patty Domeniconi, who is the station manager, general manager of WUMB, and also camp director here for the week at Summer Acoustic Music Week. So we'll thank them, and then we'll finish with some more music from the crew, and you will hear the percussion of the magic feet of Trish Miller, who is going to be clogging here. All right, thanks, guys.
And I want to thank Martin Grosswent and the Acme Bow Works for my fiddle bow. If you need bow work, that's the place to go.